Chris, if that's too much for the podcast, let me just tone it down a little, okay?
A little bit?
Yes! Hey, everybody. Welcome back to episode number 67 of the Paid Search Podcast. I'm okay. My name's Jason Rothman. I'm joined here, as always, by my...
Fire and Fury partner.
We are recording this from Guam. Just kidding. So, I'm here with and I hope we're here after the this gets posted. It's crazy times in America, Chris. But I'm here with my very good looking partner here,
that's
Chris.
That's enough of that. All right,
that's enough of that. Just going with what the people are asking for. So, Chris, yes, episode number 67. We're back in this, Chris. We are here for a great debate. Let me just break down what spawned this, Chris, and then we will. Go over the rules, we'll go over the sides, and then we'll get to debating. So, had a client or a listener, I forget, email either Chris and myself or just me, was asking for help. We or I gave him help. It was very search term focused. We obviously talk about search terms a lot on this podcast. And the guy basically wrote back, maybe we're talking about search terms too much. What about all this stuff? So we answered his question. We gave him a ton of help. He didn't really want to accept it because he was too focused on... He felt like we were too focused on search terms. But of course, if you listen to the show for the weeks and the year that we've been on, we are very search terms focused because they are important. So his question of, do we focus on search terms too much, spawned a great debate idea. It's hard to get them because we so many things in our eyes, Chris, are black and white. But I can see both sides of this argument. So we're going to debate whether or not search terms are the most important thing in Google AdWords. Now, something has to be the most important thing, logically. And so we're going to debate if search terms are or if they are not that most important thing. We choose sides at random. I'm going to go with the side that search terms are not the most important thing. Chris, you are going to debate the side that search terms are the most important thing. So right. With that said, why don't you just, again, for the new listeners, explain how during the debates, these are not our complete thoughts on both sides. The person taking the side they don't disagree with potentially is just doing it for the spirit of the debate and trying to run through the arguments that people make out there.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is role-playing in a PPC world. Jason's putting on a hat that he does or may not agree with, and I'm doing the same. Some opinions, you know, may be construed and stated in a way to try and make a point, but it does not necessarily mean that we steadfastly believe in those. So we're just trying to explore all the issues. We want to talk about this in an open conversation because that's what we're here for. We're here to learn and discuss and help everyone grow as we do that.
And so, Chris, it goes back to the classic high school debate. We are assigned a side and we're trying to win, okay? So we're trying to convince the audience that our side's right. And as good as you will see, as you've seen in the previous debates and as you will see today, as good as I am at debating, Chris, I did not do it in high school. And there's an old scientific rule out there since the beginning of time that in high school, you either get girls or you're on the debate team. You know, you get one or the other. But unfortunately, this guy missed out on both. But I'm still here and kicking Chris, and I'm very successful these days in both departments.
Okay.
Even though it's one girl. Because I love her so much. Girlfriend, Cynthia, I love you. So shout out to my girlfriend. I feel like she's the only one going to be rooting for me because I've got this side. But Chris, you want to go first, or you want me to go first with arguments?
I'll start. So, ladies and gentlemen, I first of all thank you for listening. Thank you for attending. I appreciate everyone in the audience because I have the better half of the argument here, which is search terms. Now, first a quick disclaimer, I may swap between the language of search terms and search queries, but please know that they are synonyms. They are the same. It's just terms and queries I find to be reversible either way. People can refer to them either way. So I'm on the side of search terms. Ladies and gentlemen, whenever I do an account audit, Jason is the first place I go. And if Jason answers honestly, he will probably tell you that's the first place he goes. When you do an account on it, that's the first thing you want to know. Conversions, not trustworthy, because I have plenty of clients that duplicate their conversions or set up smart goals as conversions, and they're set on bounce rate or something like that. So not trustworthy. Click-through rate, who cares? Cost per click, completely arbitrary based on the industry. So that doesn't really tell you anything. Maybe quality score, but still very up in the air depending on industry and client. The only thing you can look at and know for sure, black and white, tell if a campaign's doing well or not, is to look through those search queries. Do they match the goal of the campaign?
Okay, that's a very mediocre opening statement. So
what?
Did I interrupt you?
No, go ahead.
Okay, thank
your
you.
Turn.
Thank
that's
you.
My time.
Thank you. So everybody out there across the world tonight, you could be anywhere in the world. You could be on Instagram, micro-cheating on your spouse. But you're here watching our great debate, and I appreciate that. I want to thank my loving girlfriend, Cynthia.
Oh, my gosh.
You're my better half, and I don't know where I'd be without you. So thank you for having us. Now, Chris, you made the point, I don't know how long you've been doing AdWords, but I can't believe you made this point, that search terms are the most important part of an AdWords campaign, and it's the first place you go when you do an AdWords audit. Everybody listening, if you want your campaigns to run well, you all know where to find me.
Okay.
The first place I go, Chris, is a little something called CPA. It's not Certified Public Accountant, even though I could have gone down that road if I wanted to. It's cost per acquisition. That is the most important thing of an AdWords campaign. So the question of our debate is very simply, ladies and gentlemen, are search terms the most important part of an AdWords campaign? Chris says yes, I says no. The reason I say no is because the most important part of an AdWords campaign is the profitability, is your ability to do what you want to do on AdWords, which is get leads at a profitable cost, the cost per acquisition of those leads or those sales. So that's the most important part of an AdWords campaign. Search terms are not. I will lay out that case over the course of this debate, and I yield my time.
Jason, quick response to your comment.
It's an opening statement. It wasn't a comment.
No.
I'm already jumping on a YouTube channel. Like Chris has nice spikes.
I'm jumping on this already because
right.
Jason, if you will tell me, how often do you find clients that have a conversion setting set to every and possibly phone calls that last less than maybe 1 second or maybe even set to 0 seconds. Do you find that often the case?
Do I find it often? No. Most of, 10,000 plus only accounts. Just kidding.
Right.
I love those ads. Like anybody who does AdWords knows what that means besides AdWords people. Anyway, Chris, I see what you're saying. Conversions, your CPA is only as good as your conversions. But if you follow me on Twitter at RothmanPPC, the stream of consciousness lately has been a lot of talk about conversions and the importance of conversions. And so I think, yes, for some people, Chris, they need help getting their conversion tracking in place, making sure it's tracking correctly, and then knowing how long to track calls and all that kind of stuff. But some people do need help in that department, Chris, and you can audit it. As you know, I said it's the most important thing in CPA. It's not the only thing. But yes, to answer your question, some people need help, but some people don't. Some people have their conversion tracking set up perfectly. They know what their conversions are tracking. They know how to define success in their campaign. And whether or not they're achieving the success of that campaign, the most important thing is whether or not that CPA is a number they want it to be.
I feel like that's a very long response to my question, way more than I wanted. But
everything I say is a long response.
I want to move on to something else that I want to make a point here that's basically going to immediately firm up the value and the diversity of a search query, search term. Okay, Jason, when you look at a search term, there are so many factors that make a difference in a search term. And just to name a few, when you look at an ad group set of search terms that are associated with those keywords that people typed. And just to be clear, in case someone's still on the fence and not understanding, a search term is what the person typed into Google.
It's episode 67, guys. Let's get with the program.
Yeah, it's what the person typed into Google. Keyword is what we choose as the advertiser to advertise on Google, but a search term is what the person actually manually typed into Google search when they do the search. So it's a view of the person's brain at the moment of search. Very valuable information. But for an AdWords manager, it's even more important because it determines this. It determines what negative keywords you want to place on the campaign. Very important. I know, Jason, you do that on a regular basis. Being one of the top PPC managers here in North America, ad copy, a big important factor in ad copy, because if you are a dentist and you notice a lot of search queries that that are asking for cheap or affordable, and you want to appeal to those people, you would maybe create a new ad group based on cheap and affordable and push those terms in there and keep them out of the other one so that you push ad copy for the relevant search terms. Exact match. If you find that, wow, this one exact match search query is really important, you might pull that out of the search query and set that as its own ad group and put high bids on that one exact match keyword. Very important. Then lastly, just something I know that makes a big difference to me, looking at competitor terms. You would never know if a broad match term is driving a lot of competitor clicks. Basically, someone searching for air conditioning services, and then they have the competitor's name in there, and you're getting a lot of clicks from that competitor's name. You would never know that unless you looked. There's no indication anywhere else that gives you that information. All of this diverse amount of information based on that one search query is available only in one place. Right. Jason?
So, you hogged the mic. You made so many points. I don't know which one to respond to directly. I think you're making the case very strongly that search terms are important. And yes. No one's disagreeing with that, Chris.
That's
but
the goal.
Did you make the case that they're the most important? I don't think so. So let's get into a few counterpoints and a few pro points. So, Chris, first of all, the reason I want to get people looking outside the bubble, thinking outside the box, not so far into the cave they don't know they're in a cave. Stop the fetish with the search terms, Chris. Number one, you don't know what's going to work. You're a guy who's had a lot of success to this point in life. You know, you're good looking. Things come easy to you. And you think you know it all, Chris. And who's to say anything different? But you don't know it all. Maybe a competitor search term will work. Maybe the word cheap will work. You have to give these things a chance to run. And the biggest problems with search terms, Chris, is people, they don't know what's going to work in individual markets and individual industries, and they don't respect sample size. So they see the word cheap, they freak out, they take off their pants, and they add the word cheap as a negative keyword. Maybe cheap would have brought in a super, super low CPA and a ton of conversions, you know? So you don't know what's going to work until you give it a chance to work. And then the other problem with just like a monkey focusing on search terms too much at the beginning, you don't have a sample size to work with. So those would be a couple points I want to bring up here, Chris.
Okay. That's a very, you just kind of took a shotgun and just kind of scattershot my points there. I don't feel like any of them actually hit, but I got a couple little BBs in my butt from that. But thank you. I do have one final point, and I guess I'm going to just jump in straight to it because I don't even feel like that really requires much of a comment. Jason, the search queries, search terms drive one important factor that I always verbalize when I'm speaking with a client or someone that I'm doing an account audit with, okay? I always speak about value of traffic. And typically, there's only a couple ways to really interpret the value of traffic outside of conversions. Now, as I say, I don't entirely trust
conversions. That is how you value the value of traffic.
No, I don't think so, because value of traffic for some people cannot be judged in conversions because, Jason, for my B2B listeners, for the people that get a lead and it could be the difference between getting a $1 million project and not getting that $1 million project, right? I mean, these are big jobs. So conversions come lightly to these people. Conversions might be one a month or one every quarter
right.
for some of these companies. So conversions can be very scarce. So when we judge a campaign, what are you going to look at if you have no conversions, if you have a scarce number of conversions? You have to judge based on quality of traffic, okay. visitor interaction, which is Google Analytics, bounce rate, time on site, stuff like that. You know, you can combine that with search queries, and you can get a true view of, okay, we may not be getting a lot of conversions here, but there's some value in the traffic that we are getting. We're getting data. We're getting information. Wow, we just noticed that people that are searching for this type of industry
right.
Along with your keywords do really well, you know, so this is valuable. This is good information for them to react to, possibly build new ad groups on, try new keywords, new ad copy. This is how you determine visitor quality,
right? So let me
when conversions aren't necessarily plentiful,
you know, I put out the cheese mm-hmm. and like the yep. little rat you are. You stuck your little rat nose out and you got the cheese, but you're stuck in my trap here, Chris. So, uh-huh.
sure.
Your great example is that search terms are so. Let me just see if I can recap the last 2 minutes.
You don't need to recap. The people got it. It's simple.
It is simple. What you said. Your search terms are so important, and the most important, because if you run a B2B, you're not going to get conversions, and if you're not going to get a lot of conversions,
absolutely not. That is not what I said, sir. No way.
Did I interrupt? Thank you. You said you're not going to get a lot of conversions possibly. So you got to look at data and you got to look at your search terms to get a lot of value out of that. Here's the problem with you search term monkeys, okay?
That's offensive.
The reason you're not getting – I don't know if anybody's ever been called a rat and a monkey in the same sentence, Chris. We're setting a new record here. So, Chris – the reason those B2B campaigns are not getting conversions is because you're too focused on search terms. What you need to be focused on is CPA, getting conversions, getting leads. And yes, if it's B2B and they hardly get any leads and getting one lead is huge, you can have a super high CPA goal. The CPA could be $1,000. It could be $30,000 if it's going to bring in $3 million. So that's why CPA is the most important thing. And if your goal is to get conversions, your goal is to get a good CPA for you, and you're not getting those conversions, you're not getting that CPA, you're too limited with your search terms because you're too focused on search terms. So here's the magic here, Chris. I don't talk about this a lot, this strategy, but it is a real strategy. Before, I've talked about if the better your keywords are, the larger you can go with your location. The better your keywords are, Chris, the more broad you can get, and the more broad modified you can get. And you don't have to run these skinny little phrase match keywords, these skinny little exact match keywords. You can run broad. You can show up on a ton of stuff. And yes, you can see a lot of crapola in your search terms report. But if the overall most important thing is getting leads, getting a good CPA for you, you bring that CPA in, you bring those leads in, by taking a wide shotgun sometimes and showing up on a ton of crap, but finding that one gem of a search that the person searched, you're a good fit for them, they become a lead, they do a lot of business on a B2B campaign. So for B2B, Chris, the focus on search terms can actually hurt you, and you should be going wide, wide, wide with good broad match keywords. What do I mean by that, Chris? I learned this from you because, you know, you used to be great. You talked about how the more words you have in a keyword search phrase, the broader you can go with that search because it's going to help Google know what you're trying to do. So don't focus too much on search terms. Focus on the goal, the most important thing, getting those leads. And then that can help you come up with strategies like getting away from a perfect search terms report, going with broad keywords, and trying to show up more and get more traffic and get those leads. So that would be my counter to your little example, B2B. Now, do you want to talk B2C, Chris?
Absolutely. I have plenty of clients that work in B2C. And I can tell you, you know, the type of people that we speak to on this podcast. Jason, we're not necessarily speaking to the guys on the top of the mountain here, because they're the guys that are, you know, they're looking at their skags and they're just, oh, they get so excited about their massive campaigns. Hey, look at this, guys. Oh, I came up with a campaign idea that we can have. We have 500 ad groups in this campaign. Wow. I mean, so excited about personal how complex. I mean, it's invigorating to them. Yeah. So we're talking to the normal guys here that try and build campaigns that are easy to work with. Okay. Practical solutions, okay? And practical solutions often come at a cost that maybe you don't have a lot of conversions. You don't have a lot of things to work with. You know, there might be some low click-through rate. A bad campaign. You know, I have plenty of campaigns that have a conversion rate less than 1% and have quality scores that even push, you know, below 5. You know, right. Plenty of keywords. The average score might be below 5. This would certainly be a concern for someone who is focused on CPA, because the whole thing looks like it's crap. But for that client, it generates value for them. There is significant difference between their organic traffic, which 90% of their traffic is just their own company name and their returning visitors.
Right.
And then search traffic, which is their core terms. Yet their metrics might not really look that good. But when you look at the search queries, you know that you're on track and you're doing what you should be doing because you look at those search queries. Everything else can be in the red. But you know what? This is our goal. This is who we want to bring to our site. We're doing that, and we're generating qualified traffic that's sticking on the site, that they're interacting with the site. May not be getting a whole lot of, you know, Google may hate my search terms, but you know what? They don't understand my industry. They don't know my customers the way I do. This is what's important.
Right. But if you do that, if you think small, if you focus on the search terms, you don't know what you're missing. There's a little something in economics, Chris, called opportunity cost. So that's like if I go out and get a job as a doctor, how much was I losing by not being a lawyer? That's the opportunity cost. So I've had campaigns where we think things are going great. We take the Chris Schaefer approach to the search terms report, and we have these nice, pretty little search terms, and our campaign is about that big, and we think we're rocking it. But then all of a sudden, one day, we accidentally turn on a broad match keywords. And lo and behold, this thing actually brings in conversions, and it allows our campaign to get this much bigger, and we grow and we make more money. So that's just one of my biggest problems with the search term scientist that you guys are, Chris. You're not seeing the big picture. You're not seeing the forest for the trees. You know what I'm saying here? And you get too drilled down on, did this match this? Did this look good? Because, yes, as an AdWords manager, you can get cocky. You can think you know what people mean when they search, but you don't really know unless you get a lot of data and you try a lot of things out. And if you're too married to search terms and you're not married to getting the most conversions at the mm-hmm. most profitable CPA possible, which should be the most important thing, then you're not going to try out these different strategies, Chris. Another point I want to make here, Chris, is as I guess we go into our closing statements. You can take your closing statement in a second. Is that when I find myself in the search terms report, Chris, I'm a busy guy and I don't have a ton of time to just do nothing. But I think what happens a lot of times is when people think search terms are the most important thing, they spend a lot of time doing nothing. They look at a word like Movers, Oklahoma City, and then they look at a search term that says Moving Companies, Oklahoma City, okay. And they think they're doing something by breaking that out into a new ad group. I don't think they're doing anything, Chris. I think those two searches, even though they appear different on the search terms report, they're the same exact search. You know what I'm saying? So I think you can get a lot of time wasted down there in the search terms report instead of thinking big. How do I get the most leads at the most profitable CPA possible? So take your closing statement here, and then I'll take mine.
I thought that was okay, Mr. I have to have two closing statements, I guess.
I have to rebut, Jason, what you say in your closing statement.
No, I think you're going to be happy, Jason. I have to say that, you know, it is very important, and micro analyzing one metric is certainly going to be exhaustive or exhausting to what you can do
right.
For an AdWords campaign. I can certainly tell you that there's only so much that you can read in a search query report. If you're running a campaign and you're focused on search queries, and let's say you're spending, you know, $2,000 a month,
right.
you know, so you have, maybe you have $50 a day to work with, something like that. You're only going to get so many search queries a day, especially if you have a high CPA, or excuse me, CPC, that you're, you know, you're only getting so many clicks a day. So focusing on search queries would certainly be limiting in the amount that you could do on a day-to-day basis, because you'd look in there, what are the new search queries that came in, and then that's all you can do. So I agree. You know, I think that the point that I've been making here is that search queries are the most diverse, most important metric, because they generate decisions across the board, from ad copy to the value of traffic, to new negative keywords, to new positive keywords. And then in the end, you know, you always end up going back and looking like, you know, well, how are we doing? What's our top search query this month compared to last month? You know, what type of traffic are we driving? You go back and look at old campaigns, you know, from a year ago, and what was that pulling in? Maybe I'm missing something, you know,
yep.
because the keywords could be the same, but you get different search queries with different types of keywords, different results by different year. So, you know, very much a changing network. So, I think that's it. You know, I think for me, it is certainly not the only thing, but I think it's a driving point and therefore makes it the most important aspect of
good.
Any campaign.
Good. Well, I totally agree with your closing statement. Search terms are important. From your word, from your mouth to all of us here, I do agree with that, but they are not the most important. The most important is what we all show up to the dance for. Conversions, getting the most conversions possible at the most profitable rate, the CPA. You can focus on search terms. They provide a lot of good, but it can also be quicksand for you. You can get stuck down there. You can get stuck thinking you're doing work by separating words like Movers Oklahoma City from Moving Companies Oklahoma City. You can cost yourself opportunities by turning things off, adding negative keywords before you have a respectable sample size. And it can take your eye off the prize, which is getting the most leads profitable at getting the most leads possible at the most profitable rate. That's why you show up to AdWords. And if you keep that, if you keep your CPA as your number one most important thing, then you'll make smart decisions about trying broad keywords, about focusing on click-through rate and getting the most clicks possible, and trying a lot of things and not just being satisfied that the search terms report looks good to you. It's not about you. It's about filling up that conversion number in a profitable way. And for different campaigns and different industries and different areas, there's different ways to go about that. And sometimes it takes a little bit more than a very nice-looking search term report. So, with that said, I want to thank my co-host, Chris Schaefer.
Thank you.
I want to thank myself.
What?
And I want to thank the audience. This was a great debate. You can let us know in the comments. You can let us know in your emails. Let us know on the iTunes review. Who won the great debate? Who made the more salient points? And are search terms the most important part of an AdWords campaign? And Chris, I think on the next episode, we will address this debate briefly and talk about, you know, what we think out of the debate. But yeah. I think we both made good points. We both stuck to our guns and we both made a convincing argument. And I'd love to hear from the audience who, you know, what they think is the most important thing in AdWords. Is it what I said, CPA? Is it what Chris said, search terms? Or is it something different? Like getting a 2.43% click-through rate, exactly. So, Chris, closing thoughts before we close this episode, buddy. Good debate. No. I wish I could. Let's do a virtual handshake here.
Mm-hmm. There we go. There we go. That's for you audio listeners who cannot see us at all. But no, that's it. Thanks for listening. This is why we're here. Let's talk about the things that you would never talk about to your coworkers who don't even understand what AdWords is about. You know, we get into the nitty gritty. We talk about the stuff that you may not even consider that would be a valuable point to even discuss. So that's what we're here for. Thanks for listening, and I guess we will catch you next week. But be sure and check out our YouTube channel, because we are going to start publishing some unique content that is completely off topic from our podcast. We're going to try and get some more content out there that might be a little bit more practical for some people on a day-to-day basis, and will be in a shorter format as well. We'll certainly not be at the 30-minute, 45-minute level. So
beauty be sure tips. To check that out. Beauty tips, yeah. With Chris Schaefer.
Beauty tips. There we go. Yeah, not that.
Spikes out, Chris. I want you to say that when you close the show. Spikes out.
I'm not going to say that. No. All right. Thanks, guys.